Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, you know that we talk about healthcare gaps and the biggest health threat for women. And we've been talking a lot this month about heart disease, and it's the number one cause of death in American women in this country, and it outdoes all cancers combined. However, the recent studies from the American Heart Association show the gender gap in cardiac care, because women are understudied, underdiagnosed, and undertreated, is the biggest health threat. So it's not even only heart disease, but it's the gender gap of women. According to CBS News medical contributor Dr. Tara Narula, she's a cardiologist at Lenox Hill Hospital, that the annual mortality rate for cardiovascular disease for women has outpaced men since 1984, and women are more likely to do worse after their first heart attack, with longer hospitalization, readmission, and complications. This gap stems from various gender differences, beginning with biological factors. When women tend to be older when they have these symptoms, around the age of 70, compared to men in their 60s. Certain risk factors can be more potent for women, including tobacco, diabetes, depression, and other psychosocial factors. In addition, the presentation of symptoms for women, we've talked about this so much, but women need to hear it again and again and again, because the symptoms are different, which could lead to misdiagnosis. We're learning that the biology of women's heart disease is very different from men in terms of how their heart attacks happen, the mechanisms of blood vessel dysfunction, all of these things. So really, one of the biggest health threats is women being underdiagnosed and undertreated and not really knowing what their symptoms are. So women, if you do not know, remember that these symptoms don't necessarily mimic a man's. That's not the crushing chest pain that men feel. It's not necessarily that feeling of shooting down your arm, but it could be jaw pain. It could be unstable angina, chest pain, radiates down the arms or in the upper back, between the shoulder blades, or down the arms, both sides, either side. It could manifest itself as a feeling of heartburn. It could manifest itself as a feeling of anxiety, doomsday kind of feelings, depression, being upset very easily, incredible fatigue, nausea, vomiting. These are all signs for women of heart disease and impending heart attack that women don't always take into account, because sometimes we just chalk that stuff up to stress or indigestion or multitasking, being too busy. So women, take note of some of these signs and symptoms for heart disease, because as it turns out, heart disease isn't even the biggest problem. The biggest health threat is just the gender gap. So now in this next story, I'm sort of blown away by this next story, and that's the reason I'm talking about it. There's a woman in Portland, Maine, who, and we do a show here on Radio MD for Maine Medical, MMC Radio, and on our hospital side of things. And this woman found out, her name is Linda Deming, and she found out a few years ago that she was going to need a kidney and that it would take 3 to 6 years to find a donor in the traditional way. And it's the long list of people that you have to wait. So she was not happy about having to wait. So what she did was she took action. She put up signs in her yard, on her car, along roadways, anywhere and everywhere, asking people to consider donating and getting tested to see if they were a match. She got a call from a woman who's a married mother of four via her Facebook page, who agreed to donate her kidney. It absolutely is the most bizarre and amazing story. And this is going to happen on March 1st. This married mother of four, who's only 37 years old, is donating a kidney to this woman she's never met. And I don't even know what to say. I think it's amazing. I don't think that I have the stamina, the strength, the wherewithal to do what this woman is doing. So God bless her. My goodness. There are some good people in the world, aren't there? This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.